welcome to another edition of Bridging the Gap. We're taking the word to the streets. Bridging the Gap with Dwayne Kennedy. Oh, don't go nowhere. You're listening to Bridging the Gap. Bridging the Gap.
Yes and amen. Hey, welcome. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. We're in the house. We are just appreciating the Lord and the fullness thereof. It's a great day today. Amen. Even though it's raining outside, man, God is just awesome. He's awesome in any kind of weather. Hallelujah. See, I learned to appreciate him in any situation and circumstances, and all of them are not pleasant. That's where you got to get to. You got to get to that mindset where, you know, I'm with God till the end, no matter what. And that's what he wants. That's the kind of faith he wants in you, out of you. Amen. But we are here at Bridging the Gap. We just loving to praise the Lord. We're going to be talking about the characteristics of the church today. We got some guests that's going to stop in, but we're going to be talking about the characteristics of the church. And I just want to remind even the church people, the churchgoers, what does that look like? You know, how does that play out in today's society? What does that look like and how does that play out? So we're going to be touching on some things here and out through the broadcast. You know me, I like getting right into that good gospel music. Amen. So let's get right into that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Searching everywhere for the answers, but there ain't no other way. I wanna thank you for the things I take for granted. No, you got my back, so there's no need to panic. Look around, everything ain't perfect, but my grandma said trust you, it'd be worth it.
Never left me hanging, always by my side. Blessing after blessing, you always provide. My life I owe to you, never make it up to you. Just wanna say thank you, Lord, for everything you do. Hold me up this morning.
Nothing too hard for you. You're tried and true. Every day new mercies. Oh, you've been so good to me. Without you, don't know where I'd be.
Never left me hanging, always by my side. Blessing after blessing, you always provide. My life I owe to you, never make it up to you. Just wanna say thank you, Lord, for everything you do. Hold me up this morning. Start me on my way.
Cause I'm taking all the shots and I ain't miss. Cause she calling all the plays and I ain't quit. I've been grinding for a long time. Ain't it? Ain't it? money, how they try to box you in. It's real rap, no fiction. It's hip-hop from a Christian, just a Christian spin hip-hop. Either way, I would not flop. Y'all know I would not stop. I was at the bottom, now I'm on the top. I'm dripping gold like a beehive. Ralph Lauren, no Levi's. Medusa shades cover my eyes. I can see the snakes when they in the sky. They camouflage and they counterfeit. The Lord told me he gon' handle it. Hey, God said he'll light the fire, so it's guaranteed the candle staying lit. With this little light of mine, hey, I'm gonna let it shine. With all these dope rhymes, I'ma renew your mind. Living water, so I walked on it. Spoke the word, yeah, I talked on it. Joy came, it was in the morning. But when Joyce came, look, I had a moaning. Lord, forgive me, my flesh had a moment. Reminiscing about when I was younger. Mama told me, son, don't go up yonder. Hard head, I went anyway. Turned 18 and got sent away. Hey, it's okay, I swear I needed that. Let's be honest, that's where I met Jesus at. I say, it's okay, I swear I needed that. Let's be honest, that's where I met Jesus at. Hey, let's be honest. Holy Ghost writer, yeah. That why my rhymes are tighter. Yeah. Everybody go recite them, yeah. Cause they inspired by the Bible. Hey, I got a Holy Ghost writer. That why my rhymes are tighter. Everybody go recite them, yeah. Cause they inspired by the Bible. I got a Holy Ghost writer. That why my rhymes are tighter. Everybody go recite them, cause they inspired by the Bible. I got a Holy Ghost writer. That why my rhymes are tighter. Everybody go recite them. Inspired by the Bible. I was chilling in the background. Now your boy up the bat now. Swing batter, batter, swing batter, batter. I can hear the cheers from the crowd. I'm bringing everybody home with this one. Shout out to me, Louise, yeah, I miss her. So much wisdom, I could never forget her. I got issues, I could never forget them. God faithful, he always forgive him. Prophetic word, I'm here to deliver. Lieutenant, call to lead the people. Can't enable, I'm my brother's keeper. Presidential got me looking regal. Holy Spirit, let my music reach him. Father God, only you can keep us, cause trials and tribulations, we all seen them. I'm a mountain up, soar like an eagle. Watch I turn the doubters into believers. Yeah, I'ma turn them into believers. I got a Holy Ghost writer. That why my rhymes are tighter. Everybody go recite her. Calling inspired by the Bible. I got a Holy Ghost writer. Yeah, that why my rhymes are tighter. Yeah, everybody go recite them. Yeah, calling inspired by the Bible. Hey, I got a Holy Ghost writer. That why my rhymes are tighter. Everybody go recite them. Yeah, cause they inspired by the Bible. I got a Holy Ghost writer. That why my rhymes are tighter. Everybody go recite them. Cause they inspired by the Bible. I got a Holy Ghost writer. That why my rhymes are tighter. Everybody go recite them. Cause they inspired by the Bible. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost writer. I got a Holy Ghost. Yeah. Holy Ghost writer. I got a Holy Ghost.
Speaking the word and how it relates to you. This is Bridging the Gap.
I'm amazed at your grace. Grace that I don't deserve. I love how you've passed down this gift from generation to generation to my kids. Thank you for your grace. Gotta have your grace in this space. That's why I seek your face. Can't live without your grace. It's so amazing. Lord, I'm praying.
How I get breath in my body when I'm not alone in my room on my knees. How do I manage to smile today even when I lost someone important to me? It's that gift I open when I wake up. It's that feeling I get from a favor. Can I look a tip that you leave for a waiter? Little things of life, but they got us feeling major. I cry sometimes, I can't lie, overwhelmed by his grace. Take a look back on your life, think of all the good days, then memories don't fade. Just look where I started, my life is anointed. I didn't know music, but started performing. I came into rapping cause I was appointed. God gave me a gift and a purpose, I'm sorry. They call it love, I call it grace. Grateful for everything, I know I'm safe. Pray about anything, we be okay. Family good, so I'm blessed with my day. I am not perfect, I'm making mistakes. Then we got sins, he washed it away. Life gets so hard, we struggle for days. Wanna go far, but we lose the way. But his grace wouldn't save me. His grace wanna make me. I'm changing, his grace motivate me. They can't stop my comeback. I've fallen again. But it don't stop him, he is so faithful. Life unstable, God is able, that's his grace.
Thank you for your grace. Gotta have your grace. In this space, that's why I seek your face. Can't live without your grace. It's so amazing.
Grace is what I'm praise. Grace. I must acknowledge that I got it not by my accomplishments, but his favor just couldn't be put to rest. I don't have to test it, I can still attest. Do I deserve it? Not for a minute, but I'm with his house like I was a sinner. No need to forget that his grace doesn't miss. It's a guarantee 100%. It's no exceptions that I'm catching blessings. All in his word like a reverend. Grace is never on E. I don't need to be guessed like a 7-Eleven. It's Jesus I'm buying and I won't be selling. I counted the bank, so who was you telling? I'm guilty of sin like I was a felon. But his grace and his power's electric. Must I say, all of the ways that he made a way, every direction I had some choices.
I filtered the noises and now I'm anointed.
He picked me up when I was down. Yeah, never had counted me out. Ever since I've been on my way, all I needed was the route. All I needed was his face. All I had ever desired was his grace. Now all I'm seeking is a spot. A spot in heaven, am I asking a lie? I don't know, but I know that it's real. And I know how it make me feel. Unspeakable, unthinkable. The way he loves, atypical.
I was never alone cause you cared for me. You was there for me, show me you love me. You took me in like an abandoned kid. Clean me up and then erase the ugly. Then you sent me out like I was independent. I was so dependent, but I trusted you. Then everything came full circle. 360, I'm telling you, your grace is amazing. That's why I praise you. Your spirit's contagious. Outrageous, my attitude don't faze you. I'm the minor, you're the major. You're perfect, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. You're the reason why I'm believing. I'm broken pieces. You made me whole. Amazing grace. I receive your grace. Thank you for your grace.
Protected as I'm moving up. I got that holy glow in me. I'm alive. chest, checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Life is like chess, checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Only in this war is the real boss. Checkmate, cause the devil lost. Only in this war is the real boss. Checkmate, cause the devil lost. There's some really good actors that will try to deceive, try to make you believe that it is what it seems. I keep my head high. Don't believe all the hype, cause the ones that do right, they try to cut like a knife. That's the devil, and the devil can never win. I'm ahead of him, always gonna be better than anything that the devil is. I'm up, I come with more power than a trunk, and my enemies and the devil know it, that's why I'm tough. It's like chess, checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Life is like chess, checkmate, cause the devil lost. You can't take down the cross. Only in this war is the real boss. Checkmate, cause the devil boss. Only in this war is the real boss. Checkmate, cause the devil boss.
Yes and amen. Hey, welcome. Welcome back to Bridging the Gap. We in the house on this rainy day.
Yes, it's pouring down rain out there.
But God is good. I tell you, I love the rain. I love it.
That's that liquid sunshine. Yes, it is.
Amen. So we have some guests in the house. We're going to be talking about the characteristics of the church and just give you some insight on those. Lady, would you like to introduce our guest?
I sure would, y'all. Listen, let me tell y'all, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to have this wonderful man and woman of God in the house today. I'm excited because a lot of people don't know, but you know, I grew up in California. And the wonderful part about it is when I moved here to North Carolina, some told me to reach out and call my dear sister here. And when I called her, she was getting married.
Come on,
like,
somebody.
What in the world?
Come on, somebody.
And I said, what? I was so excited. And then she says, come on over. I'm getting married to this wonderful man of God. And I was like, okay. And guess what? And for those who are out there watching on Facebook and listening on the radio station, it is none other than my old friend, Erica Martin. But now she is Apostle Erica Ellison. And
come
she
on,
married,
somebody.
Apostle Keith Ellison. And I tell you, I'm so excited to have them in the house. They are pastors of the Liberation Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. And woo! And y'all, I've been sneaking over there and having me a good old time. I tell you, the Lord is in the house. Do you hear me? So I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and we're going to start with the first lady, and then we're going to end up with the king in half.
Hey,
come on, queen.
Hey. Well, it's me, oh Lord. So I am Erica Ellison. Erica Chanel Ellison.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes I go by Arielle. So if you're on Facebook, I'm in Arielle. So that's short, you know, for my whole name, Arielle. And I'm excited on today to talk about the Lord. You know, anybody that knows me knows that I love Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, yes, hallelujah. Awesome. Next, we have the king in the house. Come on, talk to his apostle.
Amen. Bless you all. Thank you for having us on today. It is an honor and a privilege. Amen. My name is Keith Edward Ellison. Amen. And I've been in the ministry for about 20 years or so.
Wow.
So I bless God, and I'm excited about being with you all today and to just have a little discussion about the things about the body of Christ.
Amen. Yes, yes. And, you know, and it's the wonderful part about that is that, you know, you said Keith Edward Ellison, that spells Keith.
Mm-hmm.
The key to the kingdom? What? Come
right
on,
here, right here, right here.
It's so amazing that you picked that up
right.
That easily.
Oh,
I work in Durham, work with the school system in Durham.
Uh-huh.
And almost a whole month. Wherever I travel or whatever road I get on, I'm running into vehicles and their license plates that come up has my initials, Keith, you know, K-E-E. Mm-hmm. And I'm literally mean this has been going on for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes. Wow.
And when I see my initials on the back of the lace, it's automatically just get in front of me. And I'm like, this, and it gets spooky sometimes. You know, this cannot be happening like
right,
this.
Right.
And so so I've really been asking, I'm saying, Father, you know, I'm starting asking, Father, what is it? Because I know you're speaking to me. And so because that's one thing that God has shown me is that he's speaking. He's always speaking, but a lot of times we just don't know how he's speaking or how to identify he's speaking.
Amen.
Yes. Wow.
And you know what? That's one of the characteristics of the church.
That's it.
You know, being led by the Spirit of God,
yes,
the Holy Ghost.
Sir.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we miss that. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to understand his language and how is he talking to us and how is he ministering to us. Because I don't believe in coincidence. I never believe in coincidence. Things happen for God. Yes. Has a perfect design. See, so now he puts you on something that you got to investigate.
That's
now.
Investigate.
Uh-huh.
Now, you all been married for years. How long you guys been married?
It will be 10 years.
Wow.
On
1/12. Wow. 2024. Wow, that is awesome.
It's
awesome.
Amazing how we got married. and I'm going to say just a little part of it.
Yeah.
How we met. Actually, I worked in the school system. So what I was doing, I was preparing my classroom for the start of school. And so I was sitting, had got to my desk, and I wrote, you know, the scripture says, write the vision and make it plain.
Yes.
So I wrote on a piece of paper what I wanted my wife to be.
Oh, wow.
And I went to the eye color. I went to the length of her hair. I went to the color of her hair. I went to the size of her body.
Whoa.
I went to the height of her body.
Mm-hmm.
I went
Come on,
to
talk
her loving ministry. Mm-hmm. I went to her loving children and loving God in general. I wrote all this on a piece of paper. And this was like in August at the start of the school year. And so I took it and put it in a notebook, and I pushed it away, had forgotten about it, and it got over into November. And actually, in the month of November, I was invited to go to a church setting, and I really, at that time, I did not want to go.
Mm.
And I didn't want to go, and she was in this church, and I never saw her the whole service, didn't even know she was there.
Wow.
And at the end of the service, I saw the back of her. I saw this long jet black hair, and I saw the size of her, and I was like, you know, I was speaking with somebody. I was like, "Who is that?" I was like, "Who?" And he was like, "I know him. I know him." And I never saw her face. I just saw the back of her and the length of her hair, and she walked straight up. I didn't know but she was military, so she walked very straight and tall. And I was like,
yes,
"Wow,
you know,
yeah." And so, and long story short, we met each other. And when I met her, I began to prophesy to her what was going on. And she would testify that everything that I spoke concerning her life being shifting, going into a shifting place, it was dead on point.
Yes.
And that's, I went there. I was invited to this church for one reason, and I didn't want to go, but I was actually invited because I was to meet her. And so, and here we are.
Amen.
Wow.
He's a true prophet.
You probably seen that. It's like, hey, that's in my book.
He spoke me into
existence. Amen. That's beautiful.
You know, it's funny you said you prophesied to her. You know, when the Lord has blessed me to prophesy to someone and they're single, I would get mad at God. Like, wait. And I didn't cross the line because I prophesied to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how did you feel after you've prophesied? How did you know that was the one?
Actually, at the time my mother had shared with me, she said, I had a dream about a wedding. And I said to myself, I said, you can dream on. I had forgotten about that. I had wrote out about a wife, you know, in August. And this was in November. So from August to November, it's actually 3 months. I'm a prophet, so I deal with that. A number speaks to me as well.
Mm.
So it was actually 3 months that I had written this. And and then so when I began to speak to her, it was just automatic. When I looked in her eyes and the Lord began to reveal to me where she was, what was going on.
Mm.
It was, and then what she said to me, I actually was, she said, out of all the guys that I've ever met, she said, you're the only guy that have ever looked me straight in my eyes and given me a word. So she said, I know you are a prophet.
Amen.
And so actually that night I got a phone number and stuff and XYZ. And it was after I asked her, can I have your card? And she said, how do you know I have a card? And I said, I was just prophesying to you. I said, but can I have your card? And so she reached in her pocketbook and she gave me a card. And so I asked her to call her that night when I get home because I had to go to school the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
So
make sure I was okay.
Being home because she was out by herself and it was kind of late. But we talked on the phone for hours, And I said, there's something about her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I could easily just speak to her. I could easily just share whatever I wanted to share. I mean, it was just, she was just so different from any other females that I ever met. And so after that, the Lord said, reminded me, he said, look at the card in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And when I took the card out of my pocket, it had a title on it, and it was Erica Martin Ministries, and then it had Wedding Planner.
Wow. So we had the K-E-E and the E-M-M. Oh, wow. Going back to the three.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, we have more. Because we're 3 months apart in our birth.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, 3 months apart in our birth age and in our birth month.
Wow.
So he's born in June. I'm born in September. And his birthday is the 4th, and mine is the 9th.
Well, you know, that's some beautiful stuff because, I believe in the numbers too, and you know, the patterns and things. Mm-hmm. Like, see, one thing about God, he's not ordinary. And the things that he deals with is complicated to the ones that can't see it or relate to it. But his plan is just like right there. But I do believe in the numbers. I like studying them and even on, the day that Jesus died and the time period that went. Oh, it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
And so when I went in for ministry, I was 33.
Yes.
When I preached my initial sermon, I was 33.
Wow. Wow. And see, and we're talking about the characteristics of the church. And you just brought out the characteristics that you desired for a wife and in a family and in your future. And oftentimes we don't think about that when we're dealing with the church, you know. And so you know, I'm excited because we're going to talk about a little bit more. And we're going to go back. We're going to go to a break. And we're excited. Y'all tune in. And guess what? If you want to also call in, you're going to want to call in. You're going to go to
336-1346. 336. She's excited on them threes now. It's
336-1346.
God is good. Hey, we'll be right back. You know, she also talking on Facebook, y'all. So don't feel left out. Amen. We'll be right back.
Peace.
Hey, this is Gary McGee, pastor of Restoration Community Church in Winston-Salem, and I encourage you to listen to my brother Dwayne Kennedy on his program Bridging the Gap on the Light Radio.
I am consumed. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I am consumed. ain't stopping. I ain't slowing it down. I'm steady giving. And I ain't walking in the flesh, man. I only walk by the spirit. And I say the name of Jesus and put him in every lyric. Laying my life on the altar. Ain't afraid to give it all. No, I don't falter. Anything he want, yeah, he can have it. He can have my heart. I don't leave it up to him to have to grab it. We gon' do this all day, every day. Yeah, we preach about the gospel, Jesus Christ, do they all say?
Only cracking late. Tell them all was popping late. Give me some bass.
For the G's.
Yeah. This one makes me do this.
For the G's.
Living life on the run. Will I end up in jail or die by a gun? Can't hide when they come. Y'all know where I'm from and I ride with the sun. My outlook on this world is from a G's perspective. Find those in the life to sin. Get them born again. It's my objective. Bring your pain like method. But I'm West Coast Cali, tried and tested. Recorded and pressed the forces. The best of every day. Before I get arrested. With my street education and my organization. Got the sword in my waist in. Cause you come to my rescue, Lord. Cause I'm facing a situation. And it's kind of hard to get the picture cause my pain is shattered. My dog's in the back of the dome. And I'm in the back of my room with brains splashed. Why do the good die young? I heard a voice say, go back to the hood. My son, I'ma wipe their tears and rage. So I took the underground back. Grab my word, swerve, but can't leave without that. It's the father that you gotta be about that. Committee on my back, and I can't got that. And I can't got about that. I'm about that grill. Gotta pay those bills. I'm about to make a meal. What you gonna do is grill, then you gotta stay great.
What I see, I'm with the light. It shines on me.
Day and night, trying to pay the rent. My mama smoked up hers on dope. So the money spent corrupted by this ghetto living. Drive-bys and killings. The preacher's paid and I'm broke. So I can't feel it. I know the Lord is watching me. But he gave us free will. I feel that's what's stopping me. Cause I'm in love, my spirit, my mind is on. Deep meditation about me and God's separation. If I don't do his will, going to hell is my calculation. That's the situation. Knowing what I'm facing. Sin had me pacing. Repenting with no hesitation. He brought me from a life of sin. Sin, drinking gin. But now I'm saved, so I know I can make it in. I try and tell my friends that's going on backwards. They either dead on the pen or somewhere scattered. So I hope and pray God bless all the G's and open up their eyes.
How would this be?
And I'm busy Well, eyes my current state. No God, no faith in a dirty slate. Sipping ache with a life full of hate. Never see the pearly gates unless I make decisions in a hurry. I'm in a worldly state. My mind reprobates, my vision's blurry. Making ends in a hurry. Keeping the race, keeping the pace, and keeping the faith. My buddy Tito wasn't leaving other people he faced. They finally dead up in the streets with the heat in his waist. Lord, give me the grace to do your will if that's my destination. Caught it when I lost my estimation. Bob your head as a blessed nation.
I'm steady pressed in. Forgot there ain't no off days. Like ain't such thing as Saturday. He paid a debt so we can bear food. I call that Apple Pay. Spiritually to Jesus I point. You can find him that away. With the sword of the spirit, every serpent we decapitate.
God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart,
my heart.
Say less,
say less.
Pray more,
pray more.
It's a double edged sword when we raise war. God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart,
my heart.
Say less,
say less.
Pray more.
Last is first, first is last. I ain't capping with you. If you ain't living what you rap, I ain't rapping with you. Living the evil life, give a demon legal right. If you ain't reading right, spit man ain't eating right. It's right, Clyde, it's slide, Clyde. You know the vibe, I'm grateful to be alive, God. You know I'm Uncle Duke, keep a couple scriptures with me. And when I come to you, I keep the kingdom hitters with me. Forget your demon time, I'm on this Jesus time. I'm on this kingdom time, represent for me and mine. Say less, better pray more. Cause it's a double-edged sword when I wage war.
God first, everything come after that. He flipped my whole life around. Acrobat, this is wire. Each and every bar. Gotta show the devil who Jesus said that you are. I am spirit filled, I am filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil is a lie, long nose like Pinocchio. I gotta praise the sun, not the flag made for Tokyo. I stay dodging them horns, matador at the rodeo. I wage war, stomping on the devil's playground. Head first, ain't got time to play round. Hallelujahs, I'm a bus, greyhound. Knees to the flow bar, I stay down.
God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart,
my heart.
Say less,
say less.
Pray more,
pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we wage war. God first,
God first.
That part,
that part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart,
my heart.
Say less,
say less.
Pray more,
pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we wage war.
Yeah, we fighting demons face up like don't come around. I was wasted, drowning in a wound of my doubt. When I screamed, I knew it was a war cry. In my dreams, I saw Jesus breaking soul ties. Like rip, rip, don't talk like zip, zip. But lift it up, Jesus' name, we lift it up like lift, lift. Like this, that pressure, better feel your heart beating, get fit, fit. Knocking limbs off of demons like, you better sissy, yo.
Lay hands on the sick till they all heal. Cast the devil and the demon out with no fear. I don't need a worldly fix, cause my God's here. I can't wait to get to heaven like we all here. Lay hands
on the sick till they all heal. Cast a devil in a demon out with no fear. I don't need a worldly fix, cause my God's here. I can't wait to get to heaven like we all here.
We're taking the word to the streets, bridging the gap.
On them, they ain't think I had it in me. He chose the poor ones to be richer than Richie, yeah. On the corner late night wagging nippy is where I find my motivation. The spirit is in me. The spirit of God got him like hard bottoms. I could never slip on that concrete. Kamar shot him, woke up from a dream that bring all grief. The Lord got him running full speed to the finish line. You boys jogging like we ain't at war with it. Clip all critics. He who doesn't receive the one who sent me be all timid. But he thinking he a tough guy. Where I'm from, the scary dude to be the one who lift you up high. Your family saying bye-bye. Everybody like he was a good dude. The pastor like enough lies. He killed him, he killed him. He shot at them, betrayed all his real friends. His girlfriend still can't believe it, she Erlin. Well, while I'm here, we gon' worship like the seraphim. No, I can't say he went to hell, not at all. The thief on the cross had to write the ball. God said in his word he anointed the Pharaoh, which means in his own free will he wasn't shallow. It's something like a paradox. Be careful who you judge, especially if you had a lot. I did. I had a lot. Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah, I had a lot. Get to the biz. Especially if you had a lot. So how much is given, much is required. He forgave my price, so I ain't tripping, I have a lot. Get to the biz. Especially if you had a lot. I did. Yeah, yeah. I'm dying for my cross. I'ma shine like I'm a raw. When it come to rhyming, I won't fall. When it come to time, I'm never off, cause I'm on his clock, never late. Put me up against the heaviest, I'm featherweight, but I could get the job done. Not me, but the spirit in me I'm from, where they throwing signs, run. If he don't got the fair God in him, pardon him. Pray before you give him the gospel, heart it be hard in him. You gotta soften that, you can't be a gangster all the time, it's all a trap. I'm telling you. My brother took 6 shots, I'm telling you. We wasn't even on a big block, I'm telling you. But still in all, I go back there when I be feeling off. Just to see where God brought me from. Yeah, kill a beat quicker than the coffee run. Yeah, you still tired, boy, when the coffee done. Yeah, better wake up before it's hardly fun, party done. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I have a lot. Get to the biz. Yeah.
We're speaking the word and how it relates to you. This is Bridging the Gap.
A 2000 ESC OCOEE. I'm trying to take it higher than I ever been. They like, hello, how you mix the music with the medicine? Light on Thomas Edison. You don't know if you believe. Look at my life, it's evidence. Look at my life, it's evidence. Kick the demons out, oh, you can't stay up in my residence. Jesus knocking at the door, so I had to let him in. Food for my soul, I don't gotta live by bread again. It's that 66, that old and new testament. Jesus, he the king, that's very different from a president. Said it, we believe it, we don't go, that's how we stepping in. Your word, that's the law, that's the code, that's what we following. No turning back, I'm falling in, hold on, I'm falling in. Don't do it for the cheese, like a lactose intolerant. Know you got what I need, 1-800, calling me. On this side of the rock, I stand, I say that with confidence. Come and get this on the cam, better record all of this. I'm trying to take it higher than I ever been. They like, hello, how you mix the music with the medicine? Light on Thomas Edison. You don't know if you believe. Look at my life, it's evidence. Look at my life, it's evidence. Kick the demons out. No, you can't stay up in my residence. Jesus knocking at the door, so I had to let him in. Food for my soul, I don't gotta live by bread again.
It's that 66, that old and new testament. Jesus, he the king, that's very different from a president.
Said it, we believe it. We don't go, that's how we stepping in.
Your word, that's the law, that's the code, that's what we following. Yo, we stepping like the military. Enemy be throwing shots, but we know that he's really scary. They say you get the sweetest juice from the darkest berry. But take heed what you eat or your life gonna be short like February. Yo, this ain't a game, this ain't no Tom and Jerry. Moving fast, but you walking with a mask, Jim Carrey. You might crash, kick on in a flash, like an Allen Berry, Barry Allen. I was moving late night just like Jimmy Fallon. I was only trying to get the green just like a chicken salad. I was leaning, Mike and Billie Jean, until you gave me balance. I was healing till you started speaking your words like a ballad. Just like Adele, my burden's easy on me. I can tell you broke the chains, now I'm free. I'm trying to take it higher than I ever been. They like Halo, how you mix the music with the medicine. Light on me, Thomas Edison. You don't know if you believe, look at my life, it's evidence. Look at my life, it's evidence. Kick the demons out, oh, you can't stay up in my residence. Jesus knocking at the door, so I had to let him in. Food for my soul, I don't gotta live by bread again. It's that 66, that old and new testament. Jesus, he the king, that's very different from a president.
Said it, we believe it. We don't go, that's how we stepping in.
Your word, that's the law, that's the code, that's what we following.
Yes and amen. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome back to Bridging the Gap.
See,
how's everybody? How's everybody?
We're doing good. He over here laughing at me, y'all out there. Let me just go on and tell y'all. You know how he do me.
I'm trying to come in from the break, and she's just sitting over there talking.
I'm enjoying myself. We get, you know.
Amen. God is good. God is good. But you know, I want to share. You know, we was going to talk about the characteristics of the church and. See, I have a problem.
What's your problem?
Because I understand that, you know, well, first of all, when people say church to me, the only church I know is the Church of the Bible.
Okay. Right.
But I understand that we have a visible church and an invisible church. I understand that, you know, in this society, you know, and all this stuff. But all I know, see, so when I say church, I only know the church in the Bible. And, you know, so that's my problem is that, you know, my interpretation, because some people say, well, I don't go to church. I heard a person say, well, do you have to be saved to go to church? You know, and it's just like, do you even know what you're saying? You know, and I told him, I said, well, you know what? You don't have to wear a parachute to jump out of a plane. But it's good for you, right?
That's good.
It's very needed. You know what I'm saying?
Let me get past the laugh on that one, because you know what? That's the truth.
So I
you don't have to if you don't want to. You don't have to.
So I have a problem with that. Even, you know, because the word church, people. If you don't know, and I'm gonna let the guests talk, because you know I like busting bubbles, but my thing, listen, the word church mean it's the establishment, it's the gathering of the called out ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. See, so if you're not a part of that, then are you a part of the called out ones? I don't know, but I'm gonna throw it to the guests.
Wait,
what did you say?
What church was that? You whisper ecclesia.
Yeah,
he loves talking about that church.
So it's you know that's the called out. Ones, you know,
that's what it means.
Yeah, so I mean, how can you be a part of something that's called out, but you're not a part of? See, so you know, and since I'm on the subject, y'all can take it over after this. Since we're on the subject,
go ahead.
I have a problem. People talking about, well, I am the church. No, you're not the church. The church is the body. Mm-hmm. The body of believers.
Yes.
See, so if you're not a part of the body of the believers, you're not a part of the church. I'm sorry to bust that bubble, but, and it sounds good. I can be the church. I'm the church all by myself. It sounds good. But listen, people, get back to the Bible. Get back to the book. And that's what I'm trying to establish. So we could just talk about some characteristics of the church. And I'm going to throw it over there because, you know, I can go on and on and on about bringing out some things that don't make no sense at all.
And, you know, it's funny he say that because, you know, when you talk about, when you talk about going up high and then into a plane and you want to jump, but you ain't got no parachute, it's okay. You don't have to have a parachute. But when we talk about churches, the name of you all's church is called the Liberation Church. Tell us a little bit about the Liberation Church. Either one of y'all can just jump in and talk about the Liberation Church.
You know,
or even
vision,
how.
The vision is, you know, of TLC is that we reestablish, the people back into a place of unity and liberation with harmony in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so we want to reestablish relationships that people have, that they really connect to the overall church, which is the Christ, and not just the religion of church. So we want to make the, we want to bring them back into a place of unity. The unity when we speak of is not connect, is not so of the people in a church building. Mm-hmm. The unity we're reestablishing is connected to unity within Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Coming into agreement with what Christ has said and has done, and the authority and the power that he's given us. Mm-hmm. All because the scripture says that he has no respect of persons. So just because we have titles and positions, the same power and anointing that I have, laity also can have the same thing. But because of the religious side of church, over many, many years and decades, it has been made to look like that the only ones that have a certain type of power are just bishop titles, preachers that
that's
of
right.
his nature.
Make it
you
plain.
Know, and a lot of that came from people are unwilling to learn from themselves. You know, not studying the Bible for themselves. I remember going back in the church and going to church in the 90s. And I used to, it amazed me, but I used to see people coming to church without a Bible. You know, this is before the cell phone thing, you know, when you had a Bible on your phone app. But they come to church without Bibles and leave. You know, so they just go what the preacher says. And I always was, I challenged. And it wasn't challenging the preacher. It was like, you know, can you explain that a little bit more? That didn't sound right. I had one preacher say to me, one preacher said to me, when a preacher's preaching, if you want to know if he's living that life, look at his wife while he's preaching. And I was like, no, she could be the biggest devil in the church. You know? They do stuff like that. And it's just like, okay, well, how about studying for yourself to show yourself approved to God? Because it's not about, you have an audience of one. Mm-hmm. And that's God watching us. But to get back to the unity thing, that's all through the scriptures. That's what it says. Yeah. One body, one body, one spirit, one body. Yes, we're part of the body. You know, and I got five fingers. But if I cut my finger off and throw it over there, that's not a part of the body. That's a finger that's cut off that's over there. Mm-hmm. You know, but together, it's a part of the body. Yeah. And this is where the unity comes in, that people, we got to come together. This is where the problem is. We're not together. You got 50 churches, you know, in a 4-block radius. You know, I'm kind of over exaggerating, but you know what I'm saying? But everybody's doing their own thing. We need to come together, learn how to come together, be together. Yeah. You know, I have a problem with a lot of stuff that goes on, especially in this day. It's terrible to me. Yeah. And it makes me feel bad, you know, because, you know, I'm part of the body. I want to see the body grow.
Right. Yes.
Sounds like an infection in the body.
It is.
You know, and oftentimes we don't think about what that, you know, what that looks like. But, you know, at Liberation, you all have, when you talked about the unity and the vision, what more can you tell us? Because you're describing characteristics. Mm-hmm. You know, what more can you tell us about the Liberation Church?
Liberation.
Come on, break it down.
Healing.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
You know, these are characteristics of the church. You know, the first church, well, the mention of the name church or Christians, or I call it, you know, Christians. We should be Amen. Christians and not just Christians, because we have a lot of people that are Christians, but they're not true followers of Christ. Mm-hmm. So they just have the name Christian. But if you're a really true follower of Christ, you're a Christian. So I'm a Christian.
Amen.
I love Christ, everything to do with him. I follow him. Whatever he did, I want to do, because he said we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever he can do, we can do
Hallelujah.
It. But he said do it more, you know, so I'm trying to do that. But at our church, you know, it's about salvation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a characteristic. You need to be saved.
Yes.
Salvation is key. you know. And in salvation comes deliverance. In salvation
Come
comes
on now.
Liberation.
Yes.
In salvation becomes, you know, you get healed. You get set free. In salvation, there is deliverance. If you want it.
If you want it.
If you want it. Mm-hmm. You have to want deliverance. You have to want to rid yourself of the old ways, the old man. It says, you know, put off the former things, you know, and, you know, be made new in Christ. You
That's
know,
right.
In Christ, we are new creatures. Mm-hmm. So why should we want to be the same old man when he said that we can be new? So in order to be new, you must be delivered from the old.
That's right.
And sent into the new.
And
so
that you got this, speaking about that deliverance piece,
yes,
that's king. That's key, king to me, because a lot of people, we do church. We, you know, we've all been raised in church. A lot of us, and we know how to do church. And so it's so easy for us to do church because, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we are truly anointed. Okay. It just means that we have mastered what we need to do, how we need to flow. We know the right scriptures to put out to make
That's
someone
right.
move. We know the right words to say to make someone
mimicking,
move.
Mimicking.
Right. So this is what we do. But then, but a deliverance is a complete, total thing for the body of Christ, for the church. Because if you go back into the book of Mark and you read, I think it's over in the third chapter or so, it talked about how Jesus, he went to the temple daily. Now, first of all, by just talking about Jesus himself going to the temple daily, and here we are, we struggle with just going on a Wednesday night and a Sunday. Now, here Christ is the Son of God, which came from heaven to die for us, and he goes day.
Apostle, I'm going to need you to stay out of my business now. Only two days. And we talking about daily.
Struggle.
I remember when, you know, I was growing up, you know, my father's a bishop. Shout out to Bishop A. Isaiah Jackson Sr. in Birmingham, Alabama. Hey, Daddy.
Yes.
And so, you know, but I do remember having to go almost every day. And I want to do that. And so I would. I want to go every day. And, you know, it was like prayer meeting, Sunday school, regular service, evangelistic service, youth service, choir rehearsal, everything. But it wasn't until I got older that I started to recognize, oh, I needed that. And then I started to compare it to the motivational speakers that are out there. People will pay thousands of dollars to go to a network event, but they won't go to church for free and give an offering.
Wow. So when we talk about Jesus going daily like that, but even in when he was going daily, the scriptures in the book of Mark clearly states it was two things that he was actually going to do there. And the two things that he was actually going to do there was to preach the gospel. And here's the second one. The other one was to cast out demons. So, you know, he began to let me see that even though we have all of these churches and all of, we see all of these things.
Yes.
But he that was what he did. So a lot of times we now are having people that are more satisfied with just having a release.
With no cast out.
A release versus a deliverance. A deliverance and a release are two different things.
Can you elaborate on that release and deliverance?
Because it's just like, okay, if you commit a crime and you do something and you go into jail, and so you get a bail bondsman and you have to pay a certain amount of money to get out on bail. But so you're just released. You still have to report and go back.
Come on now.
So if whatever you've just committed, that crime committed, if that thing and you going back has not completely delivered you or released you, then you're going to be repeating the same offense or the same thing over and over again because you have not really experienced a deliverance for what you've done. There was no conviction.
No liberation.
For what you've done.
No freedom. Because you got to now check in to the parole officer, everybody, all of that, using that example.
Still in chains.
Wow.
That's what you have now. You have a lot of mimics in the church. They just mimicking what they were seeing, what they heard, and what they believe. And there's no real full connection. And this is why that scripture, to me, is the worst scripture in the Bible. When Jesus said, depart from me, I never knew you.
Right.
Right. And see, and we're talking about people that were in the work, doing the work, in the church, doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing the work. Mm-hmm. And he said, I never knew you. You never had a relationship. See, that's where gifts are without repentance.
Yes.
You know, so you can do these things and you can preach a good sermon. Preach, oh, you got that. You can cross some T's, dot them I's. But you don't have a relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. And you might even bring people to Christ.
Now watch this. In that, that's why, man of God, people got to see this part. Because they forget this part of the scriptures too. He said, you will cast out devils mm-hmm. in my name and you will do great works in my name. Mm-hmm. But he said, on that day, I will say, depart from me because you never knew me. So this is the illusion that's going on through the land Come with the now. Body of Christ and the universal church and people that are functioning and moving forward that are doing ministry. And we have these great people mm-hmm. that are following and they're seeing them do these types of things. And they think that we are functioning as Christ has told us to. But then he come back and said, he said, yes, you did all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And because you did it in my name, it's going to work anyway. Yeah. So it's going to work. And just because you use my name,
mm-hmm.
it's going to work.
Because
it's a law. Mm-hmm. It's a law. So, you know, you can't defile the law. It's going to happen regardless of what. But because the caveat to that is you don't know him.
Amen.
Right. You don't know the characteristics.
And that's what's powerful. Yeah.
That's right.
That's so powerful about the word of God and how he laid down the foundation.
Yes.
Because Jesus, the scriptures point out through the foolishness of preaching.
Come on now.
Through the foolishness of us sharing a word.
Yes.
And this goes to in Christ, out of Christ, but you're doing it in his name. But through the foolishness of preaching, somebody can come through that word that you spoke. Somebody can come to Christ.
That's
but that's not necessarily making you saved. You know, that's why the scriptures point out. You got to check. I did a show a while ago called Check Your Connection. Check Your Connection.
Because
some of our connections aren't there. We're just operating. We're mimicking. We do what we've seen or what we heard. And some people are just dynamic speakers.
Yes.
That's that motivated speakers without Christ.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a sad thing. And that's kind of what I'm combating in now. That's where I'm at. It's because I want to see everybody get saved. I want everybody to experience what I have experienced in Christ.
Absolutely.
And that is so dire to me to express that. And this is why we're talking about the characteristics of the church, because mm-hmm. some people don't have an idea or a clue what the church is all about.
Right.
You know, they think we are the need meters. You know, and let's go back to the book of Acts, because I think you brought it up. When they went to church, they went to church for a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
They went to give an account of what God was doing in their life out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Testimony. So they went to share what God was doing, fighting in this world and what was happening. And they came, they gave an offering. They gave and they came and they worshiped.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that through. Matter of fact, it's a scripture. I got to find it. It's a scripture in the book of Acts, Pastor. If you know it, you can bring it out. But it's a scripture in the book of Acts when I think it wasn't Paul. It was I think it was Peter. It may have been, I'm not sure. But one of the disciples was preaching. It was a Sunday Sabbath third service. He was preaching. And then when they left, the people said, man, I hope they do that again next week. And this is where your Sunday services started. You know, this is where the foundation of the gathering started regularly. It was in that scripture right there. I'm going to find it. I'm going to have that next time for you guys. But listen, we need to understand where we are, especially those that are say they're in the church. You need to make sure that you are in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Check your spirit. Check your connection. Because that's, to me, the saddest thing is for you to live a whole life in Christ and not be a part of Christ.
That's right.
It's about relationship.
Yeah.
So we have religion and we have relationship. So when you deal with religion, you deal with tradition. You deal with doing things a particular way every time.
Mm-hmm.
When you deal with relationship, you wait on the Holy
Come on
Spirit
now.
To tell you when and what to do. So there's a difference. And so when you have to rely on the inner working of the Holy Spirit,
hallelujah,
then you don't have to worry about the religious activities, because wow, it's no longer religion. It's relationship.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. I love you enough, and I'm married to you now. So because I'm married to you, Christ, I care about what you want me to do. I care about how you see me act.
Mm.
I care about how I feel about you. I care about spending time with you. Mm-hmm. I want to just please you,
hallelujah,
because I love you. It's about relationship. It's about love. And he is love.
You just answered my question I was waiting to ask. Is how do you know and how do you tell? And you just went into, you know, because once you're married, you mm-hmm. want to do those things. You want to
yes.
care. You want to love. You wanted to, you know, how do I do that? Because now you're in this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we don't look at really the relationship with Christ as a marriage.
No. And that's
because we don't know how
is.
To love ourselves.
Correct.
We don't know what love looks like because mm-hmm. we keep going back to the flesh,
yes.
the fleshly way versus looking at the spiritual way in yes. which love happens.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. And we don't know love without Christ because mm-hmm. Christ is love.
Come on now.
So when you have the love of Christ, you have love on the inside. So you're also able to exude the love because
ooh,
it's there.
Yes.
You can't say you love someone, but then you never talk to them. You don't go into their presence.
Mm.
You always going somewhere else, but you're never coming to them. Like going to the church, he said, forsake not the assembly. You know, go to the assembly. Go to where you can meet me. Not saying that you can't meet him in your house, because I meet him in my house all the time.
Mm. Come
but
on
what
now.
I'm saying to you, if he's asking you to do this,
mm-hmm.
don't you love him enough to do it?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Like if my husband asked me to do something, sure, honey, you know what? I'm going to do it. You know, whether I feel like it or not, because a lot of the times, you know, people don't come to church because they don't feel like it. I don't feel like coming to church today, you know, or, you know, but they feel like going to work every day, you know. So
and that's the thing. That's the thing. Jesus
to.
Went through everything that we went through, so I'm pretty sure he felt those feelings too.
Yes.
You know, but he pressed on. He did what he
yes.
had to do. You know, I tell people, and this is controversial, you know, I tell people, man, Christ didn't come here to die for us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he came here to do the will of the Father, which was to die for us. Christ asked for
he's
that cup to be passed. Yeah,
yes.
He asked for that cup to be passed. See, so that wasn't necessarily his reasoning. His reasoning was he seen the joy that was set before. He seen us.
Yeah.
He's seen the ones that loved him so much that despite whatever's going on in our life,
mm-hmm.
we're going to press forward.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what conditions we're in. Have you considered my son Job?
Yeah.
What did Job do after he lost all this stuff? The Bible says that he fell and he worshiped. Mm-hmm. Despite losing all that stuff,
yeah.
that's who Christ died for. That's what the whole process was, is for us. We got to take a break, but we're going to come right back to this. The characteristics of the church, one of them is to love, to show that love. Mm-hmm. And love doesn't mean accepting your foolishness.
No.
That's right.
Woo. That's good.
Come
sir.
On now.
I'm sorry.
Did you say what? What did
yeah,
you just
cause people,
say?
Because people think if I don't accept your foolishness, I don't love you. I'm going to love you enough to say, hey, listen, that's a bunch of foolishness.
But, yes, sir.
Hey, but we'll be right back on Bridget again. Yes and amen. Hey, listen. I just want to be clear about something. We need to get back to the Bible. We need
yes.
to get back to the biblical principles of what the church is. And I understand the days that we're living in. I understand the terminology, the worldly church,
mm-hmm.
but the church of Laodicea, the church of Philadelphia. I understand all of these principles and concepts that in scripture, but we need to get back to the church. I mean, if you're going to be in Christ, then be in Christ. Through the pandemic, this is one thing I learned. There's a lot of Christians that don't even have the same values as Christ.
That is true.
They don't have the same ideology as Christ. And that bothers me because some of these people I used to look up to, I was like, and then I started seeing stuff, you know, it's like, hold up, Pastor. You know what I mean? Hold up now, Pastor.
Right,
you
know? Right.
But it's some crazy stuff out there, and people are accepting the world. I sit with a lot of friends. I got a lot of people that are involved in ministry. So I see a lot of things, you know, what's going on in this church. This church is accepting this church, and they just letting Satan just enter in. I mean, where we at? What we doing? What we doing?
Well, because Satan actually has a church as well.
Yes.
You know, just because it has the name church behind it, it doesn't mean it's the church of Christ. You have Satan churches.
Yes.
Because it's still an assembly. You know, Satan will always try, like you say, mimicking mm-hmm. the things of Christ, the things of God. Mm-hmm. So you have a Satan church.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for refreshing my memory with that, because that's a fact.
That's
true.
You
know? It's true.
I was watching the documentary the other day, and they started talking about the church of Beyonce. Mm-hmm. You know, and these people, they yes. oh, yeah. Oh, look
yes,
it up. It's
a church.
The church yes. of Beyonce and how they pattern their life after her mm-hmm. her style and her music. They sing her songs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how you sing the booty songs, but you know, before service, I don't know. But
I'm sorry.
But that's what they're doing, you know. So the world is just going crazy. The world is going crazy. And I haven't a clue. All I know is I want to see people
saved.
Well,
we know she had a singles ministry.
All the single ladies?
Yeah.
All of them.
Well, I have one, too. It's called The Waiting Room.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Come on, somebody.
I need to go in that yes. one. I need to go in The Waiting Room, y'all.
Come on, somebody.
I tell you. You know, we were talking about characteristics and you know, speaking of which, and you're talking about communication in a mm-hmm. relationship, mm-hmm. and when we're really thinking about communication and how to communicate, how do you know? By knowing God, understanding God, and learning His Word, how does one find a church with good characteristics? How do you know that may be a good church if you're not? If you haven't grown up in the church?
The only way that I can best answer that is that there must be demonstration. Demonstration of the power of God. And when I say demonstration, the where people can see the power of God, actually see a person being transformed, the power of God to see people truly being delivered from whatever's have them captured, whether it's the spirit of oppression or depression because all of these things are linked. They are linked to some type of force. The reason why we have the issues of what we've gone through and what we battle with on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to have to see demonstration, true, authentic demonstration
Amen.
Of Christ's power. Mm-hmm. But remember I said in the book of Mark, he went to church daily, but he went there for two things. That was to preach the gospel and cast out demons.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell me that I can go to a church with over 10,000 people, nobody sitting in there has a demon.
Mm-hmm. So, and I overlooked that. So that's some powerful stuff. I overlooked that last part. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's what it says.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real.
And so when you say the characteristics of a church, and you have to see that demonstration. But how do you see the demonstration and you're not going or not hanging out with the people? Because, you know, there are so many people who come in the church and, you know, they shout, they dance. You know, all of us are shouting the same way nowadays, right? And I'm trying not to go there, but I'm just saying. We all shouting the same way. And I'm like, okay, is that a demonstration? No.
That's
right.
And the Bible said bodily exercise.
That's what I meant to say.
Did they say bodily exercise?
Just a bunch of bodily exercise.
That's Bible.
Because everything can praise him.
Right, and then he come back and said, oh yeah, they just got a form of godliness.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
But denying the authentic or the power of God.
Right. Oh my goodness. Okay, and so with that being said, how do you know if all you see is Zumba? Did I say Zumba? Zumba, right? If all you see is Zumba in the church, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just, it could be considered like the Chicago step or some kind of step. But how do you know, if you're not hanging out with them? What ways can a new member, because like we were talking about, we're, you know, looking for new churches and mm-hmm. a new place. And then I want to tap into those who have been churched, but those who are new and have never been churched, but they're hungry and they're thirsty. And all they see is the church step and the church Zumba that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, the church Zumba.
Everyone, you know, he said, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. So mm-hmm. everybody can praise mm-hmm. him. Praise him in their own way. Theirs may be the two-step. Mine may be, you know, I don't know, run in place, the running man. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But everyone can praise him because we should be joyous. Mm-hmm. We should be victorious. So we can praise him. But not everybody can worship him. Mm. So if you can come into an atmosphere and you can feel his presence.
I just felt that.
Not the,
yeah, I did too.
Well, when you speak about the Holy Spirit, he will come up. He will come. Woo. You know, and when you can feel his presence and not our presence, you know, then you know you're in the right building. Amen. Because it's presence. His presence is going to feel different than anything you've ever experienced. You're going to know it's him. Amen. You're going to know it's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because that's what's most important. If the Holy Spirit is not present, you need to leave.
Hallelujah. And you know what? You know what?
I think run, Forrest, run.
Pastor said it right. You know, people, first of all, God put a measure of faith in all of us.
Yes.
So, but people can feel and sense authenticity. You know, they can see that. They can feel that. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I like, for instance, I talk about Pastor Stu all the way, the owner of the station.
Oh.
He does Wednesday in the Word.
Yeah.
But his passion.
Powerful.
For the gospel, it comes out. Yes. You know, when he's speaking about God, mm-hmm. you see it. You know, you experience mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that I think are unique. Mm-hmm. And some, you know, you can go to some churches and it'd be a good message and you just leave. And I know I'm full of the Spirit. It's just like, you know, great message. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then there are some things that move you. Mm-hmm. Just like what you just said, that moved me. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a flat, that wasn't a bodily, mm-hmm. that moved my spirit.
Yes.
Right, that's correct.
And I think you can feel that. The presence of the Lord. And this is why I think, while, you know, how people that are not saved, or should say people that are preaching the message, mm-hmm. but don't have the relationship, and how that word still can get across is because of the faith that the other person has, yes. in believing in God. You know, like, for instance, people used to tear down Benny Hinn, and it's some crazy stuff. But I seen that when he speak.
Yes.
If your faith is where it needs to be, you can get your healing.
You can get it. You
in the midst of that.
You can yes. get it.
You know what I'm saying? So it's where the believers are.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
but it's where the believers are and where you are with your faith in God. Because God will work that. He'll work that faith out. He'll work that thing out. And yeah. you can say right in the midst of mess.
I remember I was 12 years old and... shout out to Emmanuel Temple Holiness Church in Bakersfield. And I tell you, it was for youth service. So I went and invited my friend. And I was like, you got to come to youth service. We're going to go to youth church. And she was like, okay. And she went up, you know, and it was, I think I had about four or five friends that showed up, that came. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and three of them wanted to get the Holy Ghost. So they go up there and they're tearing for the Holy Ghost. And they're like, come on, Charity, you know, you want to be an example. I was like, I don't want it. I just want them to come because they don't want to need the Holy Ghost, you know. And I ended up being the one to get the Holy Ghost. I knew about it. I was born in it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was born my grandfather bishop. You know, a line of bishops, uncles and everybody, daddy and everybody, just bishops and pastors and, you know, ministers and everything. But when I got it for myself, mm-hmm. I'm trying not to be the what you call me.
Weeping prophets, because she'll start crying in a minute.
I'll start crying. I tell you, when I got it for myself. And then when I got older and in the maturation process started to happen with understanding the word, and then also understanding the characteristics, what's good, you know, what's a good shepherd, what's a good person, what's a good, what is good, you know, what is solid. That Holy Ghost, now that I know, when I sought the Lord and I saw and I got the Holy Ghost, I was like, man, I changed.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's the biggest testimony right there.
Yes. I changed. Mm-hmm. And my friends who didn't get it, they saw the change and came back and got it.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Testimony.
But my original point was to get them to do it because I felt like they needed it because I felt like I was good.
They saw demonstration. Like uh-huh. They saw demonstration.
Yeah.
But it took you first. So a lot of times if people are going to come into to know it, and watch this, because you said something, and you said that people can receive and get it through faith or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this is the thing. People can be in the presence and know that it is the presence. But if they choose not to receive mm-hmm. his present, mm-hmm. then they can stay in the same places that they yeah. are. And so what they, and then if they're in a church that the presence sit in a house that strongly, where the glory sits in strongly,
mm-hmm.
there's no denying that the power and the demonstration of the presence of Christ is not there. The issue a lot of times is the person not willing to die to what they have going on in them.
Woo.
And when you stand in the presence of who Christ is and you declare and you decree from who Christ is and what the word speaks of, my God,
hallelujah.
Either they're going to stay or what you're in is going to drive them away.
Woo. Yep. Y'all on Facebook, if this phone dropped this, because I ran around the building, I know it's a little tilted right now, but I'm just saying, you're right.
Did you
it's
say
a discrimination.
You done tilted the video.
I'm just saying, I'm telling you, when a demonstration of God comes into place, it is amazing. You're so right, because you never know. You know, I'm glad you made that point mm-hmm. and then brought that out, because mm-hmm. I never really thought about it like that.
Yes.
Where if I am willing, if mm-hmm. I am ready to die mm-hmm. in my flesh, mm-hmm. if I mm-hmm. open up and have the capacity to receive,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter who the deliverer, who the person is, the
exactly.
messenger is.
Exactly.
I
that's
have the
it.
Capacity uh-huh. to receive, and I'm willing, and I'm ready, and that's when the transformation goes to God
hallelujah.
Feeling and not man feeling.
That's
you
it.
Can speak
that's
all it. You want to speak, mm-hmm. but I'm directly connected mm-hmm. to who God is hallelujah. Now in my life, and so I'm allowing him to mm-hmm. enter into me. Ooh, okay, go ahead and go on the break so I can go around
oh, well, that's
around
some power,
the
that's
station and shout
right
for a minute. Hey,
that's the problem, though. You know, some people, you know, they get what the scriptures are about, the seed that fall on different grounds
yes.
or different soils.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They get distracted, you know, and all this, or they're hearing a good word and it's touching them, and they're thinking about their bills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's like so many things. I say we are living in a time where all we have is weapons of mass distractions. It's distractions all around us.
Come
they're
on,
always
now.
Blinding us. It's a terrible thing. I told my kids, you know, you guys got it harder than me when I was, you know, because you got so many distractions.
And man, when you said that piece, I know we got to go to break. When you said that piece, I shared that with the Liberation Church of, a while back. I mm-hmm. said, if y'all think about it, if we look at the world is so full of highlighting mm-hmm. all of the things that we can possess as a human being. So, but it's every now and again you see things about Christ. But everything, you ride down the road, McDonald's, you got a sign over here, a few feet down the road, McDonald's. You don't see Christ. Nothing. They got all these signs on the interstate leading you to, you know, Holly Hill Malls, to Four Seasons, you know, Zaxby's, Burger King, Krispy Kremes, you know, clothing store. Every now and then you don't see, but do you see how the world is set up?
Amen.
to keep us in a place of that place of distracting, where we want more of these of the world than
that's
we do
why
Christ.
We can't identify the characteristics because we're distracted.
There you go.
Amen.
We are so distracted. Call in 336-896-1340.
Again, that number is
336-896-1340. Thank you.
Yo, don't go nowhere. The conversation is getting hot. This is Bridging the Gap.
Yes and amen. Hey, we are back. I was going to play some music, but we got the apostle in the house and the evangelist in the house. So we're going to just sit with them for a little bit longer. Is
y'all,
that,
he don't
is
know what
okay?
to call me. I'm evangelist.
I was talking about this evangelist right here.
Well, yeah, she the prophetess, evangelist, teacher.
All right. Hey, we got a caller on the line, too. Caller, are you there?
Yes, we are here.
Amen, amen. Give your shout outs.
Well, we are the Rices, and we are part of the Liberation Church.
Hello, 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 family.
Yes, those are our apostles. We love them, and
we love
for the
you
time
too.
That we have been with them, they are truly, truly, truly into God the way they're supposed to be. And the church, the Liberation Church is definitely church. Not like usual.
Hallelujah.
That's
Hallelujah.
The truth, I tell you, because I tell you, every time I go over there, and y'all be on point, too. I'm have to say, they got it together. I tell you, they move. When they see the apostles move, they move, too.
Hallelujah.
They move in order. They do.
That's right. It's easy to follow leaders that follow God. You know that.
Ooh. Well, you know, that's Bible. That's Bible. Everything is in harmony when God's leaders are in charge. You know, so I appreciate
Amen.
That. Too. I appreciate
Amen.
Good leadership, too. So I just met them today. So I'll be visiting you guys' churches, give a shout out, you know, and all that stuff. But God is good, people. And I love being around people of God.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
true Amen. People of God. So
you're welcome anytime.
Well, thanks for the call. Amen. You got anything else you want to add?
Nope, just want to say we love y'all guys and continue on.
Amen.
Love you too.
Thank you, guys.
Love you.
Blessings.
Where is your church located? I know it's in Greensboro. What's the address of your church?
602 South Edwardia Drive.
Say that again.
602
I know that area.
South Edwardia Drive, Greensboro.
That's right. And it's near, just past.
It's off of Wendover.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The right there at the Crown Acura dealership. It's the last one. What all of those car dealerships are on that strip.
Yes,
right,
you can go over to Crown, buy your car, and go to service. You know what I'm saying?
Then you won't have an excuse.
That's right.
Well, that's about, you know, I talked to the Pastor Apostle earlier before the broadcast, and he was sharing with me his routine. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. See, that's the kind of stuff that I look at, because there's some things that we don't have to do.
Yes, sir.
And what you talking about, dorm and listen, that shows me a man that has a love for his work and what
wow,
he's involved
bless
in.
You, sir.
See, so that's why I watch stuff and I look at stuff and I listen to people. I'm a people's watcher.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord used to get on me too. We was talking about the church stuff. The Lord used to get on me, sis, because I used to go to church and hear a word for somebody else.
Uh-oh.
I'd be like, yeah, they need to hear that. You know?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And the Lord had to get on me, you know? Because I used to invite all kinds of people to church, and I'd be like, get him, Lord. So the Lord had to back up and say, no, hear the word for you.
Wait a minute, I'm going to lift my hands. I need some deliverance.
Get me, Lord, get me.
And that's why I tell people now, when you go into church, you go seeking God for
yourself.
You.
Yeah.
You're not going to see the people and all this stuff, but it's great to have good leaders and positive folks in your life. But you go there for yourself. And this is how you develop the body. Because we're all, and when I say the characteristics of the church, I'm trying to get you all guys to understand, listen, it's one body.
Mm-hmm.
There's one spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's one baptism. It's one. And we are all that in Christ. Yeah. See, so we have to attach ourselves to the body. Like you said, what'd you call it?
Christian.
Christian.
Yeah, Christian.
You know, somebody was asking me that, you know, politics season. They was like, you're a Republican or a Democrat? And I'm like, no, I'm a Christocrat. So that's it. You know? And if I vote, I vote according to my morals, my godly morals. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. God
and
is
that's
good.
How we're supposed to vote. You know, it's really and that's the problem. We're constantly trying to put everybody in the same box. Mm. And that's what I love about this topic is that, you know, when you start to identify the characteristics, what of them, as you all say, you know, let me ask this question. Should there's some churches who believe in deliverance. Mm-hmm. And then there are some churches who don't operate in deliverance. They just have praise and worship. How do you get all of it? You know, sometimes you want all of it and they don't. I think we talked about this, churches not teaching certain things. So you end up missing a part of the characteristics that you might need in whatever season in your life. You know, y'all operate in, it seemed like all five of the fivefold.
We have a fivefold ministry. That's why.
Amen. Yeah, well, a lot of people have fivefold, but they don't operate in the fivefold.
Oh, really?
Fivefold calling, it's just on the pastor. But they don't teach the fivefold ministry throughout.
We need to get back to the Bible. Back to the Bible.
Yeah. So we're not the, you know, we also equip the saints. You know,
that's
because
it
said it in Ephesians.
You don't make me.
You know, 4:11 it says he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the equipping of the who
saints.
For the equipping of the saints. So if we're going to equip the saints effectively, we need the fivefold operating. So we have prophets in our church. We have evangelists. We have pastors, we have teachers. So that's how we operate that way because we have them there.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And it's
beautiful.
Yeah, and it's very noticeable what happened because in certain ministries that we have gone to and the people have shared with us, you know, what they were trying to, what happened to their church because they started losing membership. And so I will never forget my wife and I went a place and they called us up to help. We went there just to support, but they ended up calling us up to do a prayer for their people. And they didn't know all about the other parts. They knew us as pastors, but they didn't know us as the prophets and the seers and all of this nature. And so what happened when we went, we were called up to help assist in this altar call. And the people from their church were coming up and we will begin to pray and the Lord will begin to speak and reveal things to us about what that person was dealing with or what they were struggling with. And the people will begin to just cry. And literally at the end of service, these people would just follow us around. And they were so amazed and they said, we've never had anybody. And so what I tried to share with that leader, it was, I did, because the leader is a very powerful teacher.
Yes.
I said, what's missing in your church is the prophetic piece as well. I said, because when we came in, because you gotta look at the where people are. People are going through things. And so what better place, you know, we come, we hear the word. But when you come to an altar and you have a person that flows in the prophetic, and hear from the Spirit of God, and a person is standing there, and God reveals the very thing that that person is battling, go all the way back to their childhood and expose and what they've gone through. And then you're able to speak it to them, and they know that God, but they've been connected to a church that did not flow like this. That's a strong awakening for that person because it's like, I've been here and I've literally met people. I met a lady years ago, many, many years ago, was a fellowshipping with a ministry for over 30 years. And I looked at her, I said, do you know you're an intercessor? And she said, an intercessor. I said, yes, ma'am. I said,
what's that?
Yeah, she said, what's that? And I said, it's a person that stands in the gap. I said, they're always praying and standing in the gap for someone. She said, yes, that's what I do. I said, so that's why you take the blows and the hits that you take. It's because God has called you to an intercessor. Watch this. I said, did you not know? I said, your leaders never allowed, did not see that this is who you were. And she said, no. She said, and I've been in this church for over 30 years. And I never knew this part. Now, I'm not knocking that leader. What I'm saying is it's so detrimental that the fivefold ministry flows and operate in the body of Christ, in every house of God, because if the fivefold ministry is not functioning and flowing in the church, then we end up creating people to be dwarfism. They're dwarf. They become dwarf. They get stuck and they can no longer grow because they're not getting all of the nutrients and everything that they need to cause them to grow.
That's true. That's a fact, man. Wow.
We can just drop the mic.
We need all our vegetables. We need all of our fruits.
All of it.
We need everything.
That's a fact. I mean, wow, that's some deep stuff. It's like the fish concept. You know, you leave it in a small bowl, it's not going to grow. Mm-hmm. You got to open up. But I had some a pastor that I respect. And they said, it's only four. And I was like, well, the Bible said,
I understand.
Where you get that from? Mm-hmm. He said, well, a pastor is a teacher. And I said, well, all teachers ain't pastors.
That's right. Know?
And it flew over his head, but he caught it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, so just stick with the Bible. The Bible, you know, is written well, you know. It's a couple of things I like to dissect, but
yes.
The Bible is written well.
Yes.
How do you not become a church hopper when you don't see the demonstration?
Well, I say this. I say, if your spirit ain't being filled, and
Calm
you feel
down.
Like you're missing something, you better hop on away. But you know, I'm dedicated to the ministry. So yes. I call myself, I go to the Church of North Carolina right now.
See.
But go ahead.
But you get where I'm going.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people right now, you know, I just feel like there's somebody out there that's stuck.
Many
people who are stuck, mm-hmm. and they're in their current church, and they're waiting for a sign, but they got plenty of signs to get out. You know what I'm saying? How do you move? Because there's no deep demonstration, because the characteristics are not.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to be spirit-led. I mean, you can't just move out of your flesh every time you feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really be spirit-led, because there could be a season that he'll have you in a particular
church
to learn, you know, and then he may lead you with his spirit. That's what you have to follow, and not just, well, I wish this and I wish that, because he will lead you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every time I've transitioned from one church to the other, it was always because I felt him say, time to go.
Gotcha.
Not because they're necessarily bad or anything like that. It's time for you to move, because that's all you can get from here.
Mm.
So it's now time for me to graduate you from this particular area and take you over here, because I need you to learn about this.
Hallelujah. Mm. That's some good stuff.
And mm-hmm. this is the piece, and what Apostle Erica was saying is so real. But then in all of that, you have to still watch yourself.
Right.
That means you have to watch, am I doing this because of I'm in my feelings and emotions about my local church that I'm in?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that I don't want to, I don't like, or is it something in me that I ain't ready to give up yet, that it won't sit in this house?
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes people can use that as a crutch, or they say, well, you know, my assignment is up here, and that's not necessarily your assignment. No, you really are upset because of what your leader challenged you with,
mm-hmm.
or your leader won't allow you to do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the easy way for you to exit a ministry is now you say, my assignment up. And so what's been happening with a lot of churches and with pastors, not that all pastors are bad. That's not true.
Right.
And so I had a person come to my church and I said, hey, maybe the Liberation Church is just not for you. I said, but if you want me to help you find you another place, I said, I will, because I love them that much.
I never heard
and I said, I'll help you find the church if this is not the place for you to be. And it's okay. And, you know, it's not
good.
Working for you.
That's care.
And that's love.
Yes.
That's love.
And,
yeah.
And so, and I said, but I did say this. I said this to the individual. I said, but I'm going to say this to you. I said, wherever you go, I said, there's no perfect church. I said, but if so happen you find this perfect church, come back and get me, because I'm going with you. I'm going with you. There's and everywhere you go, there's going to be somebody that's going to lower it over you. So whether you want to lower it under your local authority of your local ministry, you go to somebody else is still going to lower it over you. You're going to become a slave to somebody else. You're going to have to hear. And so that characteristic of knowing when it's time for you to leave a church and when the church is not there for you, you really have to pay attention, because when you're being uprooted from ministry to ministry, how are we going to able to actually see the fruits of God when you're always being plucked up? You're always pulling yourself up and you're not setting long enough for whatever's being taught to you. Because I tell you this much, the word of God is the word of God. And he says one water from one plant. He said, but God gives the increase. So it doesn't even matter. The word of God is the word of God. It's going to work. You just, most of the time we just need to deal with our flesh and deal with our issues. Because no matter where we go, we're going to go somewhere, and you, the real you are going to always pop up. You can never hide the real you. You can never hide what's in your heart.
That's the truth.
You cannot hide your heart.
It's going to come out sooner or later.
Right. Yes. I don't care how many scriptures you quote. I don't care how awesome you can pray. I don't care about it. The real you and your real heart is going to show, the real motive of who you really are is going to be exposed. And a lot of times, that's what's been happening in a lot of churches, and so people cannot figure out.
That's happening everywhere. Matter of fact, there's some people still waiting for my downfall. I'm like, y'all still waiting? It's been 40 years. Come on, y'all. Give it up. But you're so right, Pastor. And that's something that I struggle, because I've been faithful in the ministry. You know, it's a couple churches that I've been attached to through my Christendom. So I'm very faithful in ministry. And the reason I'm not at a home church now is no doings of myself. You have to be led by God. Because I used to always tell people, I said, well, have you ever heard of a plant just unplucking themselves and go plant themselves somewhere else?
No.
That's not ideal. And if you're not sitting somewhere, you can't develop and grow.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have that initial growth. And if you're not growing, then you got to move, you know, because one thing scripture points out, he is the vine man. So if you're not growing, he said he's going to cut you out. He's going to cut you off. So it's always that process of growing. It's always the process of growing. But then I also know that a lot of people leave, and the terminology that you use, church hop, is because they are doing just that, hopping. And it's most likely the flesh is being led by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God. And some don't know what that looked like, and some it's just about submission, submitting and allowing him.
That's it.
You know?
Yes.
Because we get hard-headed, we get stubborn. It's about sitting. Listen. Sit back and just let the Lord guide you. And I believe that he guides me. Now, I don't believe everything works out the way I want him to work out.
Correct.
But I see things work out the way he has it planned. So you got to be in tune to Christ. The main thing about the characteristics of the church is led by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
You know?
And that's wonderful, you know, to know that you really got to be led. What do you, I know you all are going to have to get out of here. We're excited about that. You want to give your shout outs. And then if there are some comments that you both want to say, you know, just speak to the radio audience, you know, whatever is on your heart. You want to share with
them. I'm mad y'all get to go.
Hey, when you hear that word tomorrow, you'll understand why, because he goes in and study. And I tell you, you know, I just want to say thank you for coming, because it was last minute.
Yes.
And, you know, people of your caliber are always so busy. But thank you for taking the time to come.
Yes,
because when God spoke to me about you all, we were talking, and I said, Lord, I said, my gosh, the call that's on your life, it can't just be for Liberation Church. And so when he opened it up, you know, to have this platform, the Lord has allowed me to be a door opener. And I'm like, oh my God. And he dropped y'all in my spirit. And when I went I've been following y'all the last 3 weeks from church to church. He'll text me, we over here. I'm like, ooh, okay, I can go. And the word and the anointing and how God uses you both as a team and individually, it's been powerful to watch. So thank you, because it's been liberating.
Yes, bless you.
Yo, the name of your church is like, what? Wow. But anyway, last words you want to, you know, share. What's on your heart?
Bless you again, woman of God. Bless you, man of God.
Yes.
And we're not leaving this place without sowing you both a seed.
Yes.
I just dropped in my spirit. We're going to sow you guys a seed offering because we thank you for being who you are and opening up this door. I know it was last minute, but I tell you, I was like, whoa, when I was blown away, I was like, I'm still at work. And I'm like, my wife was like, she needs to know something. And so I said, okay, you know, we'll do it. And so I want to just thank you guys for what you do and allowing God to use you in so many capacities and what you do. So I just want to give a shout out to, you know, my church family.
Woo-hoo!
Got to do that. The Liberation Church. Thank you guys so much for all you do for us and the ministry for the people of God. And I do give a shout out to my mother. Amen. Bishop Barbara Curtis. Amen. A great woman of God has taught me many, many things. And one thing she shared with me years ago, she said, you just make sure you do what you are called to do.
Yeah.
And so I thank God for my mother. Amen. I give honor to, all of the ecclesiastical part of the church. I thank God for my friends. I thank God for my pastors that trained me. And raised me up, which was Dr. Emma Turrell and Pastor Howard and Co-Pastor Nisha Turrell. I thank God for their teaching and their training me up.
Yes.
And over the years of time that I've gone through, I've only been to 3 churches in all of my life. And so I'm grateful that I've been able to be a loyal person when it comes to local ministries.
Mm-hmm.
So a shout out to everybody who's played a major part in my life and being who I am. I bid you all Godspeed. Liberation Church, y'all get ready. Amen.
God is moving
in so many different ways. And we're trying to catch up. But we're going to meet everything that God is calling us to do. So love you guys. Thank you guys. See you all tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
So,
amen.
I do want to give a shout out as well. I ditto everything Apostle said. I do want to give a shout out to my mother because without her, there would be no me. I thank God for all of you at the Liberation Church. I thank God for my husband. And I thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
But come on out tomorrow and experience Christ in a new way. Come on out tomorrow and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. And I have something very powerful coming up on 4/29 at 10 a.m., you want to come out to the Liberation Church because we have the delivery room.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Need a little deliverance. Need a little help. Come on out.
Hallelujah.
Come on out. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
What's your address again?
602 South Edwardia Drive, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Amen, amen.
Yes, that's
awesome. You know, when I came in, when y'all came in, Pastor was sitting down and I was talking to him. He was sitting down there all humble and, you know. Oh, man, he's powerful. And that's usually how the anointing works. Yeah. They'd be all humble and be like, boom.
So,
amen.
Yes, it's always an explosion at the Liberation Church. Hey, if you don't want to be delivered in some way or another, then stay at home. But if you want to be delivered, I kid you not, the anointing and the power of God, that's home for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, you said a love offering, and I just want you to know that everything, you know, this all of this setup is through Pastor Stu Epperson, the owner of the station, Michael Calbone, the everything man around here. He runs everything. Mm-hmm. See, so anything,
amen,
you give me, it goes to that.
Okay.
See, so I just want you to know, but God opens up doors, and everything that I have been involved in my whole life has been some type of outreach.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I appreciate the Lord for allowing me to be in a place where I can just share the gospel. I play gospel hip hop. I used to be a gospel rapper. So I play gospel hip hop because I know the results. I know
how hip hop music is destroying the minds of our youth and kids, the adults. It's destroying the minds of everybody, you know? They done started a Beyonce church. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, hip hop, R&B is destroying the minds of so many. See, so we combat that with this gospel hip hop, gospel rap, and gospel R&B. See, so I take nothing for myself.
Yes, sir.
You know, everything that I'm about is about being a blessing to others. And, you know, I appreciate Elder Charity J.
Elder Charity J.
So you know, it's just a blessing to be around God's people. And I do feel the anointing. You know, I don't say that a lot, but I do feel the wisdom behind the words.
Bless you.
So, and that comes from God. So I'm just thankful and appreciate the Lord and everything that he's about.
And our last shout out is How We Met, and that is Shield of Faith Long Beach. Bishop Arlene Alexander, Pastor Bobby Alexander, right there at Shield of Faith in Long Beach, California. And that's how we met.
Yes.
Man, from 5350. Long Beach Boulevard. I remember the address because I'd be driving out there going out. But I thank God for you all. I'm glad that you're here. And now I don't feel, you know, there's a lot of people that the Lord has blessed me to meet here. And for us to be able to bond here. And it's been amazing. But y'all, go out to the Liberation Church. And that address again is what?
602. South Edwardia Drive.
In Greensboro. Yes. And 1045, y'all want to go ahead and check them out. And we'll be back right here on Bridging the Gap.
This is WPOL. NW273DH High Point.
The weapon for the kingdom and the city. Speaking life into the youth. Can you feel me?
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Bridging the Gap with Minister Dwayne Kennedy. This is Pastor Michael Tyree. Tune in to 1340 WPOL or 103.5 FM. God bless you.
Time I wasted. That's what used to keep me falling down. I seen the truth and I can't water down. I've been going harder now. I'm always smarter now. No, I can't turn away. Do it for the father now.
It was hard for me to notice when my heart told me go that way, but now you get me open. Said it was hard for me to notice when my heart told me go that way.
Try to tell me, don't get no reaction. Let me in my eyes, you know that you can see the passion. The kingdom coming, will be done, I can't do no relaxing. And you ain't gotta show your body off, that's not attractive.
Why are you talking back to me? I know you wanna see me walking where I should be. American dream, ain't with a scene. Not living for the king, not for the screen. It was hard for me to notice. My heart told me go that way, but now you got me open. Said it was hard for me to notice. But my heart told me go that way, but now you got me open.
You pick me up when I done fell down. You brought me up when I was hellbound. I'm gonna be okay, you told me.
It's Matt Mitty.
Yeah. They say I don't rap enough when I went back like an acupunch. Shit with the flow like it pack up or something ain't adding up. You said God was the answer. When it got tough, you start backing up. That's when you press in. It's the only way to mess in. Walking your faith like pedestrians. Then watch them stepping and protect your body right before the enemy unload a weapon. No second guessing. I'm taking off like a Jesse. Work for the fam like a Mexican. When I get to heaven, I'ma go straight to my granny house. Kick up my feet and eat millions. Call up Aunt Kathy cause I know she happy. Ain't no more sickness. New body is excellent. I be on go. No second guessing in my life for show. And God is directing it, I gotta know. What is the price of your soul? Everything shining in gold, I'm on a roll. Every song I touch is dinner, like I threw the beat on the stove. Chef in the kitchen, I'm colder than blitzing. That's zero below, just to be more specific. For those who ain't get it, I'm ice on his lyrics. And flying in a Delta, united in spirit. Like, 1-2 punch, hit the devil in the throat. Then we go do lunch, pull it to a show. Cry go dumb, not because of me, because I came with the sun. Burn my tongue, why you mad like I owe you some? What y'all want, more new songs? Keto die cause I'm driving a ton. I'm like seriously God just deleted the fear in me. Keep your good vibes and energy. I don't need luck or a war. My GPS auto cause God is the one who's steering. Starting to trust in the gift that he giving me. Fly as an angel and I mean it literally. Loving my enemy, trusting the enemy. I look like Jesus, that's an epitome. Wow. And what time it felt like Like what it do? I ain't tripping, yeah, I roll with the crew. I'm just kidding, ain't no verse two. Ain't no verse two, my boy. Ain't no verse two on that thing. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, you do. Give me verse two. Wanna keep it going, gotta pass it to the crew. We all connected through the one who comes through. Sorta like a needle, he clothes us with truth. Get it? Needle, clothes, cotton, sheep. Ooh, that was deep. Sorta like Hebrew on a T for me. Ooh, that was steep. That's why I eat, I was bought with a purchase. I'm not elite, I'm just walking in purpose. Trying to be excellent, walking these lines. Get on the track and then climb like a circus. Cause if you can't boast and have fun in the sun, it don't make sense like a vagabond with a ton. Every now and then, gotta testify about ya. Positive artist, but you gon' get the vibe. She said she do both, yeah, let me tell you how. I hit you with the 1-2 punch like pow. Hit him with the 1-2 punch like pow. Now it's bow, dooka dooka bow bow. I know it's wild, stay on they neck like a pearl. Guess I'm just that kind of girl. God wouldn't put my lamp under a bowl, cause he knows that I'm just trying to light up the world. Pull him to the club, crowd go dumb. Not cause of me, cause I came with the sun. Burn my tongue, but oh just know I ain't biting my tongue. What you want? More new songs? Free lunch Fridays, I'm dropping the tongue. Check the hashtag, you can have that. You can realize you're in danger zone without a hazmat.
Connecting the street.
don't smoke, I don't cuss. My Bible, that thing that I told, I don't tuck. I mean what I say, I don't joke, I don't bluff. If that ain't my wifey, I don't touch.
I'm not your average. I'm not your average. I'm not your lately, I've been running through the opposition.
Yeah.
You can never knock me out of my position. Scrutinized and talked about for my decision. All because I'm staying true to my religion. God give me assignments, gotta focus on them all. Hell's most wanted, got my poster on the wall. Ooh, through the grapevine, I hear that they hoping that I fall. But I make them eat their words, I pray they choking on them all. What I talk about, I'm really about that. You ain't living what you rap about, I really doubt that. I ain't never been your average, more like a savage. Who the devil can I manage? I'm doing damage. I'm fulfilling the mission, it's so unique and so different. I do not ask for permission, you know I'm loving the feeling. And me and EG make history from the streets full of misery. Open a book, teach them history, we outreach for the victory.
Look, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't cuss. My Bible, that thing that I told, I don't tuck. I mean what I say, I don't joke, I don't bluff. If that ain't my wifey, I don't touch.
I'm not your average. I'm not your
I'm a different kind of person. I'm auditioning for heaven. Life on earth is my rehearsal. If you Christian and you cussing, that's a tad bit controversial. Bro, you need that living water. Come get at me, I'll submerge you. Cause I'm sicker than your average. Be dramatically. Got the devil in agony. He mad that we preaching the word emphatically and radically. Hooked on God like an addict be. Sad to see Christians turned into tragedies. When that rapture comes, are you defying gravity? Or are you ending up where they gnash their teeth? That fire burn ever after, no happily. Christ coming, only God knows when. So be like God, God only, Brody, not no men. Follow God, God only, Brody, not no trend. And make I'm not your average, your motto, man. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't cuss. My Bible, that thing that I told, I don't tuck. I mean what I say, I don't joke, I don't bluff. If that ain't my wifey, I don't touch.
Nah, I'm not your average. I'm not your average.
Take it by a couple things that God can't do. One of them being he cannot lose. Never tell a lie, so he got it to the truth. And never will he die, he's alive, need proof. Just listen, died on the cross after 3 days prison. All power in his hand, he come out living. Walk by faith, I don't need my vision. I'm just like Peter, ain't talking about giving. Giggity, giggity, I got some news. Special delivery, I got the juice. Bring out your cups and I'll make sure they full. That's all your gifts, cause he cares for you. He can take all of our problems. It's only he who can solve them. The river that never runs dry. So when I'm in need, I know God will supply. Yeah, yeah. I know new problems are gonna arise.
True, yeah.
Facts. But there is nothing that's too hard for my guy.
True,
facts. Feel like the Cavaliers when they got a ring. How you been plotting on me? They be losing when I got the king on my team. Yeah, call it assist when I pass on my problem. But I know he is the rock. Hey, boy, I've been making my way from the bottom, but God's taking me to the top. Hey, I do not have to worry about a thing, cause I got the love on my side. And he been perfecting everything concerning me. I bring my problems to God. You see, there's nothing too hard for my guy. Nothing too hard for my God. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them. Yeah. Nothing too hard for my God. No, no. Nothing too hard for my God. No, no. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them. No, no. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them. Yeah. There ain't nothing too hard for my God. No, no. There ain't nothing too hard for my God. Bring them all your problems, he can solve them. There ain't nothing too hard for my God.
Nothing's too hard. Down bad, yeah. I ain't really had no cash, yeah.
then he came with the bag, yeah. Turned everything around, yeah. Yeah, he really held it down, yeah. I done been through it all, yeah. But God got me standing tall, yeah. You see me, you wouldn't believe it. Blessings coming, I receive it, yeah. Brighter days, no grieving, yeah. Ripping God for a reason, yeah. Blessing ain't even sneezing, yeah. He the reason for the season, yeah. Nothing's too hard for my God. Nothing's too hard for my God. Yeah, we already won. Nothing's too hard for my God.
We're speaking the word and how it relates to you. This is Bridging the Gap.
Bring him all your problem, he can solve it. Bring him all your problem, he can solve it. Yeah.
Be merciful to me, oh God. Be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge. Until these calamities have passed by, I will cry out to God most high. To God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who will swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. Look, he's a personal sustainer for all creation. I see him, I feel him, my heart is feeling blazing. When I wake up, he the first one that I think about. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is what I pray about. It's like fire shut up inside my bones. My father speaking, I gotta do everything that I'm told. Man, I can't imagine living the life of Job. He was broken in pieces, but still came to the throne. You can have everything that the world can give, but if you don't never repent, then he will never forget. I ain't chasing after no dream, I'm chasing after my king. I don't need the world to accept me, I'm complete. If I lost everything, yeah, still lift your name high.
Same place, living reckless. sitting in church all these years, did I miss the message?
Yeah, I missed the message.
And I thought by this point I would have been learned my lesson.
Nah.
I used to love the good news, now I holla, I stopped the presses. Stop the presses in this episode. I feel exposed, don't wanna lose my blessing. Know what happened, oh, to my soul. I was so bold, now I'm breathless. Breathe the spirit right into my lungs. All I wanna do is sing along. Learning how to finally write the song to you. Maybe I've been knowing all along what to do. Maybe I'm afraid to smile like Kyle. Maybe I'm afraid of what I feel. Rewrote this verse a couple times. First time I kept it way too real, kept it way too. Then I finally heard that they could separate you from the love of God. Why this world hates you? Will they hate me too? Would I bear my cross? Would I die for truth? I don't know. I feel like I've been a coward from a long time ago. Will you empower and show me how to slow my roll? Cause I just wanna go, I just wanna go. But I really need to slow, I really need to slow down.
I'm in need of your mercy with the touch of your grace. You see me down on my knees, always seeking your face. Lord, this life is so crazy, there's so much I can say.
To a deep depression, yeah. It's hard to be called by God when your soul got weak reception, yeah. 20k followers on the IG, yeah, man, it seems impressive. But tell me, what's the point of making moves if you're getting lost these directions? On a rail like a fishing rod, I've been tripping, God, I just need a blessing. All these problems really hitting hard, I've been switching guards, trying to seek protection. Losing focus, got my vision scarred, now it's getting hard, finding deep reflection. Thousand messages and different calls, trying to get involved, I just need a second, I just need a second. Time to breathe, get away to a kind of with a view. Pray to him on my soul to feel the breeze. Step back and tell Rich I need the booth. Lay a verse and just let my problems bleed. Step back and praise God through it all. Dog, I swear this will put my mind at ease. But you won't understand, you just won't understand. They don't ever see all the stress in my mind. Talk to a man paralyzed from the neck down, and he told me take it one step at a time. I know, no, 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 no. Maybe I should slow down. Thoughts and what I want not get in your way, and help me not be so honest that I forget your truth, and help me not be so authentic that I forget what it's like to walk authentically with you. Your way is in your will, and your will is in your ways. A generation that's so obsessed with being real, we'd rather be real than do what you say. Your will is in your ways. So help me know your ways. Help me do things your way. Help me be independent of the shackles they lay. Help me be so transformed by your word that I'm independent of any words they say. Help me love they who think they are smarter than you and can care less about your ways. Help me to love well but not cheapen your grace. Help me remember that sin can be anything done outside of faith. Help me to have more faith. Give me a deeper hunger for your truth. Thank you for shaking my tree. Please bring more depth to the root. Help me to not take any offense, even when the offense was intended to hurt. Please help fortify my mind and empower me for your work. Your will is in your ways.
I am your will.
Please transform me from the inside out so that your ways become my will.
Lord, I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. But I will worship you until the very end. Your grace and mercy run deep within my soul. You are my shelter, Jesus, you make me whole. I don't deserve you, but you chose me anyway. My heart is crying out in words I cannot say.
When I didn't have no food to eat, a plate to put it on, or a bed to sleep, and I lost it all when I ran up at the altar call. Had some Dickies, white tea, and some dirty drawers. Wait, pause. Plus I had my wife and son. Might have lost a few battles, but the war was won. Plus a war within, life entangled in sin. Reached out for your hand and you pulled me in. And in turn for your grace, you got a slap in the face. And when I didn't deserve it, you still gave me a taste. Forgive me. And when I feel like you can't hear me, you send the comforter so I know that you're right near me, and I'm listening for your voice. Lord, I heard you call, and I heard you won't forsake your children when they fall. Love me in spite of who I am, never left me laying. Your grace and your mercy, Lord, it got me saved.
With God, or if you even have a walk or relationship with God, but believe it or not, this album was done just so that you can come into a relationship with Him. His name is Jesus. And you might say, man, well, I'm not worthy to come to Him, and I'm gonna agree with you, because neither am I. But see, Jesus Christ died and rose again so that we can become worthy through His blood. So I want to tell you right now, go ahead and call upon the name of Jesus. His word says that He would never leave you nor forsake you. He's not like that homeboy, like that homegirl, man. They lied to you, dog. That's real. Call upon His name today. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me. Cleanse me, Father. I ask you to come into my heart. Be my personal Lord and Savior. Make me born again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That's it, y'all. Yeah. See, you have your saying.
speechless. I don't know what to say, but I will worship you until the very end. Your grace and mercy run deep within my soul. You are my shelter, Jesus, you make me whole. I don't deserve you, but you chose me anyway. My heart is crying out in words I cannot say.
Type of face. Hold up, I know you gon' show up every time. When I'm good, when I'm bad, when I'm low, when I'm high, yeah. When I'm lost, look to God, he my guy, yeah. Haters talk, let them talk, no reply, yeah. Wait, I find strength inside my weakness.
My strength, yeah.
Expectations, you exceed them. Do my best, you supersede it. I'm complete cause you preceded me.
Trying to figure out if this as good as it sound like. Figured that was just a sound bite. Heard a little something about God. Little later I done found Christ. Thank God I was downright. I was so low, homie, ground height. And I'm bound tight, he been
faithful. So faithful. Yeah, he been faithful. Faithful to me.
I done played around time and time again, looking
giving up when I got to try to win. Dusting off with my faith collide with all of what's inside of the hateful hearts of men. Thinking back when I tried a lot of sin, put myself in that stat line. I don't know how or why you did it, knowing everything from my past time, but you faithful. So faithful, and I'm glad that you did it. Cause I've never been good enough to maintain and package my shipments. And you never been cruel enough to sit back and laugh when I'm slipping. You just tell me that I'm forgiven, and that's why I'm glad I'm a Christian.
You gave me the loving when I had nobody. You took broken pieces and you made somebody. In your head.
So much for me, this ain't never been luck to me. You the best in my company, and you done promised that luxury, and that's real. Lord, you're doing so much for me, this ain't never been luck to me, and you done promised that luxury, and that's real.
So yeah, yeah. Faithful, yeah, you been faithful. Faithful to me.
Yo.
Faithful to me.
They don't love me like God do. He been fighting my battle still. By the blood, it's like pyro. Life ain't never been daffodils. It ain't never no cakewalk. But I know that my master's real. When I speak the truth and my mountain's moving, I get whatever's in my master's will. And he faithful.
Yeah.
Glad your spirit got through to me. Glad you came to see about your child before you had to chuck deuce in me. God, I know what I used to be. Glad your spirit got through to me. Glad you came to see about your child before you had to chuck deuce in me. You can't love me like Christ do. He been fighting my battle still. By the blood, I got life new. Finished up at Golgotha's Hill. It won't never no cakewalk. But I know that my master's will. When I bless his name and I lift him high, and I'm living up in my master's will. And I'm faithful. So faithful. I'm faithful. So faithful. Yeah, I'm faithful. So faithful.
Back over my life, and your love is captivating. Even though I failed you many times, you picked me up again. When I fell to the ground, you filled my cup again. When I was running dry, you did that. Falling down to my knees, giving you my worship. Never thought I would deserve it, but you died and told me I'm worth it, yeah. But I always thought I was worthless, yeah. But you died and told me I'm perfect. No more guilt, no more shame. All my pain is erased. No more pride, no more sin, no more lust, only grace. Now I'm living for the glory of your name, seeking your face. Said I'm living for the glory of your name, seeking your face, yeah. Died for me to live for you. I freely give to you. You died for me to live for you. My life I freely give to you. Yeah. I want to give you the glory. Father, you're the one and only. I want to give you the glory. Father, you're the one and only.
attention to the wrong things that got their own intentions. I'm giving you the glory in all that I do. I'll keep my eyes on you. Because you pick me up, you pull me out. You set my feet on solid ground, and I can never thank you enough.